Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. How you doing? I hope you're doing well. I am joined by Dr. Sherry Keffer and Milan Yurkovich. And man, is it ever great to be with you guys. Hi.
It's great to be
you.
Here.
We
great
are
to
always,
be here.
This is just a wonderful group to work with.
It is wonderful on most days, and this is a good day.
And we hope today's the day, right, Sherry?
It's an extra special day. We've been chatty here for the last 20 minutes, just enjoying each other. So it's good. It's a pregame show, the chatty
and
pregame
show. We actually will be in the studio for 3 hours today. So glad that you're with us. And if you can't get through at 1-800-229-3000, you can join us the next hour and the very next hour after that. And what we do here is we try to take your call and give you some direction and advice. And we make a commitment not to ever say anything just so Christians will think we're Christian, because we are. And sometimes we'll quote a scripture because it's appropriate, sometimes not. But everything we do is based on how we've been taught, based on biblical principles and the scripture. And everybody that's on the program, I mean, they haven't just studied some kind of counseling thing or psychology. They are deeply rooted in scripture. And to us, that's what's important, not anything else. But I hope and pray that if you have a question, you'll call us. And when you can't get through here, there's always 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And that's the place you can call anytime, and we'll try to get right back to you if we're busy. But most of the time, I mean, that call center is lined up. New people there, too. I just was there last week, and we got some sharp new folks there, and I think they can really give you the best help possible. We have been featuring Intimate Deception. It is a wonderful, wonderful book by Dr. Sherry Keffer. And Sherry, this book, it's on sexual betrayal, and it's about healing the wounds of sexual betrayal. There are many things in here that separate it from other books on this topic. Tell me one of the things, or tell our audience, one of the things that you think is important that's different, or maybe it isn't included so much in another book.
Well, we were talking last week on a show together. There was a caller that called in, and it reminded me of how layered the trauma is for the women that are impacted by sexual deception. Mm-hmm. And so I have this chapter where I talk about the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen are layers of pain that include the discoveries that the woman finds. It includes the deception that happens to her. Yeah. It includes financial devastation, emotional, right, family, relational impact. There are layers. And so I often tell women that my heart is really to help them dig out. Because a woman can't fight for herself. She can't fight for her family. Can't fight for her husband when she's laying flat on the ground.
Right.
And this book is about helping them get up. Get up and get healing and wholeness again. So,
all right. Yeah. So that and it's a book that we'll give you for a gift of any amount. And we'll talk more about it later. When we come back from this break, my great privilege to have John Irwin with us here. And we've been talking about I Can Only Imagine. And you've heard me say, this is the real deal here. This is a movie you'll want to go to, you'll want to send friends to, you'll want to take Kleenex, maybe more than Kleenex, maybe, I don't know, but paper towels. It's really good. It's moving. And we're going to talk with John Irwin. And he is the director. Oh, my goodness. Really glad to talk with him. You're going to love this interview. It's right after this. Stay tuned.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and many of you have heard of these great movies that the Irwin brothers have done, and here we have John Irwin. John, are you there with us today?
Hey, I'm here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's a great week.
Yeah.
Releasing the film.
Oh, I tell you, we're glad to be part of it. We love this movie. For everybody, it's March 16th. That is the big debut. We want you to take people to it. But, John, just from your perspective, how did you get attracted to this story, I can only imagine, or what was the first intro to it, or why are you doing it? Just tell us the most important stuff here.
Well, you know, I Can Only Imagine is, of course, the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time, and it went far beyond the Christian audience to pop and so.
Mm-hmm. Well, somehow his phone cut out there. That'll happen. But I'll just talk until he finds his way back to us here. There he is.
I'm back,
John.
Are you there?
Okay, you were
that was
here.
That was my phone's problem. Bluetooth is just a weird little thing. My apologies. At any rate, it's you know, Imagine is the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time, and yet there's this story behind it that very few people know. And for me, I love the song. You know, I at a time in my life, a time of loss, really, in our family. You know, this song was an anchor for me, and not me only, millions of other people. And yet there's this story behind it that none of us know, and it's a powerful story of reconciliation and forgiveness between the father and son.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so powerful, and you know, I've heard the interviews, and then I was present for some with Dennis Quaid, and he's so good in this movie. You've got Sean Astin from Rudy and Lord of the Rings, and Cloris Leachman from The Creation. I mean, she's over 90, and she's still amazing. I just love her. I always have.
And, you know what's interesting about Cloris? First of all, Dennis Quaid's first movie was in 1976. He was an extra. Cloris Leachman was the star. And she comes to set, and the day after she starts working for us, she's 94, I think.
Wow.
She goes indoor skydiving. And she's like, oh, we see all these pictures on the internet of her indoor skydiving. I mean, this woman is a riot, and she's so hysterical and such a wonderful actor. And so, yeah, we've had the privilege of working with many, many great actors, and we're very grateful. In this case, Dennis Quaid just gives such a staggering performance. It's so good as he portrays this transformation in this Bart self-described as a monster that became his best friend and he wanted to become. And to see Dennis Quaid portray that is amazing.
And then you've got Trace Adkins also, Priscilla Shire. Just everybody in here is so good. And people have heard me, our listeners have heard me say about some movies. Hey, well, it's a great story. You know, it's a great message. But the acting, you're going to have a, you're just going to have to accept that maybe it's not up to par. But this acting is over the top. I mean, it's just fantastic.
And yeah. I mean, well, and I credit the performances. I mean, not only from veterans like Dennis Quaid, but also from newcomers like John Michael, who we discovered on Broadway. What an amazing kid.
Right.
And the performances are really special. In many ways, in this case, it was just about Andy and I taking a back seat to the performances in the film and to the story itself. The story is so strong and so relatable. And it's just a very special group of people, and the cast just delivered in an incredibly powerful way.
I did. Well, having seen all of your movies, there is no question in my mind this is not only your best, but it's the most meaningful. And just curious, what are you hoping that folks are going to take away when they go to that movie?
That's a great question. I mean, I think, I hope they're entertained. I hope that, you know, you're entertained and moved emotionally. That's why I go to the movies, and I think the film delivers that. But once we do that, you know, Andy and I love to focus on true stories that share the transformational power of the gospel. And I hope that no matter what people are facing or fighting or what the status is, their relationships or their life or whatever, you know, to know that God can redeem and restore anything. He can change anybody. I remember Bart saying when we interviewed him to see if we wanted to do the movie, where he had me hooked, is he said, you know, I know God is real because of the change I saw in my dad. He said, I watched a monster transform into my best friend and the man I wanted to become, and there's no other explanation for it. And that's a special thing.
Well, the way you guys portrayed that, the way you did it in the movie, it's so believable, too. I really want to commend you on that. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to be sure you tell people how they can get more information and how they can purchase the tickets.
You know what? You can just go to ICanOnlyImagine.com. It's so easy, and everything is there. Join us on Facebook. These trailers have been seen over 130 million times online, which blows me away, far in excess over anything we've ever done before. And check it out. Check us out on Facebook. It's I Can Only Imagine Movie. And online as well. And I can't wait for everyone to see. Even the date of the movie, it's 3/16. How about that?
Love that.
March 16th hasn't landed on a Friday since 2012. It won't land on a Friday again until 2029. So I tell people, I'm John, and my movie comes out 3/16. It's super easy to remember.
Hey, John, I just want to say this, too. At the end of the movie, most people know that are listening, 1-800-HELP, the number 4-ME comes up, and that goes to our call center. We're partnering with you. We're really believing that a lot of father issues are going to come up. People are going to want some help, and they come to our 800 number, and we're privileged to do that. But I want to say this before you go, and I want you to comment on it. Everybody complains about Hollywood. Now, there's only one way to change Hollywood, and it's with money. And the way you change it with money is you go see a movie that doesn't have all of the junk in it that you hate about Hollywood. And so don't ever complain. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a great movie. It's a Christian value-based movie. It's not like a Christian movie. It's a great movie, general release movie. And it's got every value you will want to value. Don't complain ever again about Hollywood. And then not go see this movie. You have to go see it if you hate what Hollywood usually produces, because this is the real deal. Can you just comment on that? I mean, it's so important.
Well, yeah, your movie ticket is your vote. There's this incredible thing called FOMO. It means the fear of missing out. And that is a powerful motivator in our culture today. And we can use it. And I think people don't understand that if we can make a lot of noise together culturally as Christians, if we can go on the offense, we can get to this generation slipping away through curiosity. Because frequent moviegoers, which, by the way, match the generation walking away from the church, they go see whatever's popular. And if we make a lot of noise, they'll come to us. And not only that, worldwide, there's these incredible things called output deals. And that means when a film is successful in the United States, it goes on global Trojan horse autopilot. People right. don't know that. It's entertainment is America's second largest export behind agriculture. And if you can champion the right film, you're guaranteeing that a dozen people will see it around the world. Many in places that are actively persecuting Christianity, but they can't stop the movies. There's 20 movie theaters opening every day in China. How about that?
Wow.
And the globe watches America in entertainment. So this is an opportunity for us. And I hope people can catch that vision. And we're trying to make the films bigger and bigger and better so that they can be seen by more and more people. And I'm privileged to be on that, on the front end of that frontier. And I hope that this can be a step in the right direction, and we can blaze a trail for a generation of talent coming behind us. So join us at the theater, 316. I think you'll love the movie, and thank you for your partnership and your help with your ministry. That's one of the things we put a number, put a website in Woodlawn, and that ministry ended up having 10,000 conversations with people around the world. Mm-hmm. And with this movie, over and over again in the preview and focus screenings, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of relationships restored.
Well, I'm brushing up on my Chinese right now, so we can handle those calls. But I just, this has to break some records here on the opening weekend. That's the way it works. So if you say, oh well, you know, I'll see it week after next. No, go see it this weekend. That's what really counts, because the bigger the opening, then the more likely, even down the way, some person that would never go see a movie that is about some kind of Christian value thing or a Christian song, they'll have heard about it. They won't want to miss out. And then in the privacy of their home one day, they're going to download that movie, and they're going to be moved by what Christ did in the heart of a man and in the heart of his son and the song. And I just can't say enough about it. John, I can't say enough about you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I hope you succeed greatly. I hope you tithe. And I'm just glad that we got to have you here on the program. And we will be following closely this weekend what happens. And God bless you,
John. We're going to keep making these things. If you go, we say we work for everyone that goes and sees the films. I mean, you're our boss. And
that's great.
And it's an honor to make. You've given us the coolest job in the world. And if you keep going to see them, we'll keep making them, and we'll push this thing forward, and we'll get God's story to the world. I heard someone say, "Story is the language of our hearts. Mass entertainment is the language of our generation." So a film is where both those meet, and we're storytellers serving the greatest storyteller of all time. So, and I think we've just scratched the surface of what these things can become. And and we'll go on that journey together. So join us at the theater. Your movie ticket is your vote. And opening weekend for a film, you're absolutely right, is the election. So join us, and I can't wait for everyone to see this movie.
Well, thank you, John. I can only imagine, and let me tell you how many times we've ever given a movie this much promotion and attention. Never before, because this is a great one. Go see it.
That's an honor.
John, it's true. And you keep up the good work. All right, everybody. I can only imagine, and you will love this movie. I mean, we take calls here. That's what we do. We help people. But I just had to let you know, this is helpful. If you know somebody that has had a rough relationship with a father, this is going to be a healing experience for them. I really believe that. And if you know anybody that's been blessed by this song, they will love it. To the original purpose of New Life, let's go to Julie from Concord, California. She listens, watches on the podcast that we have. Hey, Julie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay. How can we help if we can?
Good. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for being available and for this ministry, and I just want to let you know that I'm a New Life supporter. And
Thank you for that.
Calling in. I love your show. And again, so just thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm just calling because I recently found some things on my computer that were not appropriate, of course, you know, between me and my husband. And, you know, I had a conversation with him over the weekend, and I feel a little lost in knowing how to lovingly motivate him to either get into a group with other men, you know, or, you know, even go to, like, every man's battle. Because he says to me that, you know, that getting into groups and things like that, I already know that it's not his thing, and or that he's not a sex addict. Like, he's not as bad as what those people are doing, so he shouldn't have to go. And then he has the personality type where he just doesn't deal with things. He sucks them under the rug and shoves them inside. And
okay,
just doesn't deal.
So don't you think it's time he deal with you?
I do, yeah.
And what I would do is I wouldn't be trying to get a guy like him to go to a group or something. If he goes to every man's battle, then they take care of that. Because he's just going to continue to throw that stuff at you. Every man's battle was actually written for people that weren't sex addicts. It just happens to apply to everyone that is also. But what I would be saying to him is, honey, you've dishonored me, and I'm asking you to go to this workshop. If you don't like it, it only lasts 48 hours. You're done. But the least you could do for me is to go to that workshop. Now, once he's there, see, he's with other men that are just as reluctant, but they turn around. It's incredible. We'll be back after this.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 16th through the 18th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we're talking with Julie here, just finishing up. Julie, you simply... I know it's tough, but really, you've got an opportunity here to turn this around. I want to see what Milo and Sherry have to say here. You're going to set the pace of what's going to happen in the future, one way or the other. And he's either going to realize, I can do anything, and she's just going to kind of nag or beg, or you can put your foot down and say, honey, it's all this stuff you're throwing, it doesn't matter. I've been dishonored. It's so painful for me. And I'm going to send you Intimate Deception. You'll find stuff in there that will validate how hurtful it is to have discovered this pornography. Sherry, why don't you get us started here? I mean, what do you think? What are your thoughts here from her?
Well, I do. I have a chapter in there that's called Dangerous Liaisons, Understanding Betrayal and Sex Addiction. And you know what I've found, Julie, is a lot of men – don't want to be labeled with that title. And for the women, I actually say, just set that aside.
Yeah, really.
But what I want to ask you is, how did you feel when you found the porn on your computer?
Oh, I felt devastated. And I told him that. I told him I felt betrayed and devastated and just, you know, I felt ugly. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt really ugly.
It does that to us. And so the thing that's going to move his heart more than anything is for you to bring your vulnerable wound to him. Because it's impacting, it traumatizes us. It's that negative belief that gets wired in is, I am ugly. I'm not good enough. My body isn't sexy enough. Those things happen because we instantly, because of that, seeing those images, compare ourselves to them. And so I would say, bring your heart, bring the rawness of it. And don't be afraid to be real and raw with him. And just ask him to do it as a way of helping to mend your heart, helping to begin to repair the trust. Because there's a breach of trust there.
And I did do that. And he's just kind of like, well, I don't fit in that. I don't fit in that space. And he just said, I won't do it again because I see how much it hurts you. And I told him, I said, well, this is the third time I found this. You know,
good for you.
Time frame that we've been married, and like, come on now. Like, I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you were that honest with him. So it's yeah. Really, there's a boundary that needs to be set, and you've invited him. But like Steve said, it's been a dishonoring thing. And sometimes we have to draw a boundary that says, I don't feel safe. And I need you to do this for us to continue sleeping in the same room. I need to be able to trust you. And so this is something that I need to repair, because right now it's making me move further and further away from you. I don't want to disconnect, but when you don't follow through, when you aren't willing to do this, it makes me feel like I'm not safe. And the two things a woman needs is safety and the truth. And he's not brought the truth forward to you yet. So those are two things you need.
There's a third thing a woman needs to matter.
Yep,
a woman
you're right,
needs
Steve.
To matter more than whatever he is using as a means of doing nothing. Mylon, your thoughts here. You're a man. Let's hear from you.
Well, Julie, I would say you feel like the more passive one in the relationship, that ultimately in your relationship, it's possible that maybe he always has the upper hand and wins on a lot of things.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's really passive aggressive. And so I've been learning to speak my truth and
okay.
not be so worried about his reaction.
Good.
But it's really hard, especially in this.
I know. But I want you to get this as comprehensively in total hard for you to oppose him. And this is just one avenue in which you need to start a new journey of having that adult voice and requiring something of him. For instance, if you said, I require two things of you in order for me to decide to, as Sherry alluded to, stay in this room with you and sleep in the same bed, or before I come back to the house, I require that you make reservations and dates for Every Man's Battle and the Intimacy Weekend at New Life. Because we're going to work on two things. We're going to work on our intimacy, closeness, and respect. And I require of you these things if you want me to move back into the bedroom or if you want me to move back into the house. He's done this three times. He's done this three times to you. I don't believe him.
The second one was to go to the marriage workshop we do.
The New Life Marriage Weekend and the Every Man's Battle Weekend. And I'll move back into the bedroom or I'll move back in the house when you make those reservations. See, that's that's a boundary.
It's a boundary that needs to be there.
Sherry said, because he is taking advantage of you. He knows you're soft and he's taking advantage of you.
And everything he says, you tell him. If this was the first time, I would listen to you say what you're saying. It's not the first time. Mina, what was that thing you were going to add? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I just want to emphasize this is bigger than just this situation.
Yeah.
This is about you and your marriage having an equal voice, an adult voice with your husband. Even if he is passive aggressive, you're going to be actively aggressive with this boundary. So there's nothing passive about your boundary.
Well, and I look back on the fact that I didn't do that, and mm-hmm. 4 years later, there was affairs and prostitutes. It doesn't go away.
See?
And so I want to give you courage to press in. The time is now.
We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Hardeman here, and I like to go through the Bible for each of my kids. And this morning I was working in Amelia's Bible. So I take a little extra time, and then I read some things that I've never read before, or I read them in a different way. And based on this past caller, I want to share this with you. It's right out of Hebrews 5, and it's the 8th verse, talking about Jesus. It says, even though Jesus was God's son, listen to this, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. Now, I said to my wife, she was sitting across there, and I said, wow, that is a recovery principle that I don't really know we talk much about, that suffering is something that teaches us obedience. Now, this past caller has suffered 3 times. She's discovered pornography. He's done nothing. Now it's time for her to learn, I think, to be obedient to the principle of what causes people to change. And we say it all the time, this proverb of, you know, where it says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting change. So we're called not to enable evil. We're called to be obedient, to do the next right thing. And if we don't, we just continue to suffer. Our suffering should take us to a point of pain that motivates us to do something uncomfortable that in the long run will eliminate the suffering that we're going through. And I hope any woman listening who's been betrayed with pornography, betrayed by your husband with pornography, you'll want to stop the suffering and demand, just as Mylon and Sherry and I have encouraged her to demand that he do some things that he's never done before. Well, I want to take a minute to bring Larry Sonnenberg in. And I want, Larry, we've been talking about what we're going to unleash here on March the 16th. Number one, we talked about that I Can Only Imagine debuts. Mm-hmm. But Club New Life has been retooled, revitalized. We pumped B12 into it. Tell everybody, 30th anniversary, $30 a month. Is this the time to join Club New Life?
Well, this is the time because it's our 30th anniversary. This is the time because we need it. This is the time because it will make you a part of our family. Club New Life, we look at as a family for us. And the benefits that we are using to entice you and encourage you to come are pretty cool. First off, we have a thank you gift. And the thank you gift is that eight books in the series of the Arterburn Wellness Series that is understanding and loving people with, and it's got, we have eight different issues that are covered in there. And that's like a, you know, you look at the $14.99 value that the publishers put on the book, that makes it $120 retail value. And that's just ours to say, yours to say thank you. On top of that, every month we do a download of, or we do a Club New Life CD, and you can either download it or get it in the mail on a CD. That CD has teachings, it has interviews, it has radio calls. It's a real valuable tool for people to stay in tune with us, especially if you don't get to hear the radio program every day. But the new thing that we're doing that I really love is we've created a Club New Life video library. And that library, we're going to start off with between 50 and 100 videos and add videos weekly. And it's pretty special. I'm reviewing, that's what I was doing just now, is reviewing videos and the edit notes. We have a real talented producer to help us with that. And they are sharp. They are really good-looking videos, and they're teaching videos. And they'll be from radio hosts, from you, Steve. They'll be from some of our network counselors. And it's going to fill a gap of things that you can always go to when you're having a need and the radio program isn't available.
Well, just to address that, we had a separate subscription that you went to called TAP or TV.NewLife to have access. Now, this is a benefit of Club New Life.
Right. And that'll be the way to get it. Is just
never done it before.
Right.
Yeah.
We're adding some discounts that we haven't had before, free shipping on purchased resources, workshop discounts at different levels.
We could call this New Life Prime.
There you go.
You know, like Amazon Prime would be New Life Prime.
There you go.
Ship a refrigerator to your house.
But I want to remind people, this ministry has been around 30 years. And, I mean, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on the air all the time seeking support. And the amount that is given by Club New Life, we did this at the 25th anniversary, and it gave us a bump that we really needed. And it's kind of plateaued, come off a little bit. We need to get that plateau higher than it is. But it will be such a benefit. I'm excited. We've never had anything quite this dynamic to announce all at once. And you could honor the 30th anniversary of New Life by giving $1 a day, $30.
Please do. Please call right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and say, okay, sign me up. I was at Goodwill delivering on Saturday night, making a delivery to Goodwill. A woman there, she says, I just signed up for Club New Life. I talked to Jeff in the call center, and a single woman out there said, I want to be part of it. And she did it because of the benefits. She wanted to support us, but we've just never had this many benefits for this little of support. $30. And it's the foundation of everything we do.
Last thing I forgot to mention was current Club New Lifers will automatically qualify, but as you join from here on out, you will have your name on the wall of transformation that we're creating. Mm-hmm. And this will be a virtual wall, and it will be something that's you can make a gift, just have your name inscribed, or you could do it in honor of somebody, or maybe in memory of somebody. And if you're not a member of Club New Life, call us, and there's a way you can get your names on the wall as well.
All right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come and join the Club New Life family. Ray from Beaumont, Texas, listens on a podcast. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I want to know, I want some advice of how to maximize my role, influence in my four-year-old grandson's life. He is, my daughter is a single mother. The father is not anywhere, basically ran off as soon as he found out she was pregnant. So,
wow.
You know, my heart just breaks for him. You know, he's going to be going to school here in a year or two. And, you know, who's your dad? Well, I don't know who my dad is, you know. And, and I grew up with a great dad, loving family, and I just don't know how to help him through that. And maybe I'm overthinking it. I don't know.
No, no, it's so great that you care and you want to be there for him. He needs it. Miley, you want to start us off here? What do you think?
Well, if you had a great experience, Ray, with your dad and had a loving dad, all you have to do is duplicate what you remember as a boy, which should come to you naturally. I watch my adult grown kids, two boys, two girls, and are now men and women, doing so many of the things that I did with them and Kay did with them as kids, from the way they hug them and wrestle with them and play with them, to the way they laugh at their jokes. And Ray, this is going to sound a little bit funny, but if you be the funnest guy on the planet, just a fun person, my grandkids call me Silly Poppy, okay, because we have fun and do silly things, and I'm a goofball. And if they have fun with you, and it's not just all somber serious, but he looks forward to getting together with you, and you have fun, and you're spontaneous, and you surprise him with stuff, you will be that male figure that he will follow, and you'll be that constant in his life.
Yeah, I think the four-letter word really is time.
I was going to say fun is a
four-letter word. Yeah, F-U-N-N, fun, and time.
It's double good. N-N is double good. And the other thing that I would want to mention, I kind of grew your grandson up in my mind, and I imagine he was 40 years old sitting in my office, and I'm actually doing the work with him to heal his wounds. And I got to tell you, I do something called a genogram, which you put three generations of the family history up on a board. And you know what I look for, Ray? I have always seen, and this is 100% of the time, I've seen what's called a sacramental carrier, or what I call them is golden threads. They're golden threads of people that God has woven in somebody's life that ends up being that person that grounded them to, so they knew they were loved. They knew they were seen. And you know what, Ray? That's you. So I go, press in. You be the grand capital D-A-D. You be as much of a dad as you can be to him, because he needs that right now. And he's getting to know what it means to be a little guy. And then he'll want to know what it means to be a man. And he'll want to have all these memories. But press in. No reservations. Go for broke. That's what I would say. Go for broke.
And I have one more thing to say after the break, Steve.
And then I'm going to say something after Milan, right? So we get all sorts of...
Yeah, we're not done, Ray.
Hang in there. We're in your corner. We're in that little guy's corner, really.
Well, we're excited. It's exciting. And it makes a difference. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we're talking to Ray, and we're just so excited about him putting into his grandson. Mylon had one more comment, and then I do.
Well, Ray, the other thing you have to be with your grandson is you have to learn to be honest with him, which is to help him over time, when it's age appropriate, begin to develop his story so that he is able to articulate the story and not take the story of not having a dad in the picture as something as though it's his fault or he was rejected, thus mm-hmm. inducing shame into him. There's nothing right. This little guy has anything to be ashamed about. And then over time, he's also going to be hurt by that. He'll cry about that. He'll be angry and protest about that. And for you, instead of trying to fix it and just tell him things will be better, just let him cry with you. Let him vent with you. Let him protest with you. You know, let him go pound sand someplace on a riverbed with you and just say, yeah, this is how you feel. And just be there for his emotions.
And okay. I want to say this. I had a grandfather. He was called Dad Art. And every time my wife calls me that, I just love it. But he was like a bigger than life Texan, kind of like John Wayne, wore boots, but he could dance like crazy with my grandmother. But he was a guy that there was just nothing he couldn't do. And he was kind of the local hero and all these kind of things that he did. And, you know, New Life got started because some men said, hey, we'd like to give you some money to start an organization. And I really believe the reason that I said, or a big part of the reason I said, okay, I can do that after doing a little research, was the confidence that my grandfather put into me. He spent mm-hmm. time with me. He taught me to drive at age 3. I can't even imagine that, but
hopefully.
He did. And he was just, he just gave me time. And I can sense that, you know, your 4-year-old grandson is going to have those kind of things in that you can't read that in a book. You can't get it any other way than skin on skin time mm-hmm. with somebody mm-hmm. that you're optional to. He was optional to his father, and his father said, no, he's optional to you. And you're saying yes. So I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to thousands of other men, and there are young men where you could put the time in, do it, and it will reap great benefits for generations to come. Now, you hold on. I'm going to send you a copy of Every Young Preparing Our Son for Every Young Man's Battle, and I think that's something at one point, maybe when he's about 3 or 4 years older, you could start on that. I hope that'll be a blessing to you. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love, and because I just think that is a great, wonderful tool that a lot of men might not read until the wife reads it out loud to him. But, man, if every man read that, the emotional intelligence that he has would go off the charts, and I'll get that to you. Well, I want to say this. We've spent a lot of time with interviewing on this program today, and we've had Larry and we had John Irwin. Most of the time, we don't talk this much other than take calls. So you tune in tomorrow, and you'll find more calls, less talk. But I do want to mention this. We've got some great workshops coming up. And on April the 6th in Columbus, Ohio. Now, if you're in this area, Indianapolis, where I am, but this Midwest heartland area, this is a great opportunity, ladies, to say to your husband, get in the car, drive over there. It's 48 hours. You can handle anything for 48 hours. But here's what happens. A guy comes and goes, okay, 48 hours. By the time it's over, he's wishing it wasn't over. It's such a valuable, rich transformation process. And then we're going to go to Orange County May the 4th. Take Your Life Back is this Friday in Orange County. Whatever you're struggling with, depression is so prevalent. This helps you. And so many people have been not physically abused, although that happens, but emotionally abused. You've been emotionally abused. Somebody has literally played on your emotions, and you feel the hurt and the pain of that years and years later. We're going to help you take your life back from that. You might have an addiction or a compulsion or an obsession. You might literally not know what to do to change your life. We're going to give you the tools. You'll go from living in that false self that's so ridiculous to being and enjoying the authentic self. And what a great joy to wake up one day. You're no longer reacting to something that's painful. You're responding to God. It happens every time we do this workshop. It's like miracles happen. Come. Maybe there's a scholarship for you. You won't know unless you call us. That's March the 16th, this Friday in Orange County. Take Your Life Back. Intimacy and Marriage, July the 20th. Oh, my goodness. They fill up fast. So get your reservation now.
You know, we had the best last workshop, Steve. Was it not amazing, our intimacy workshop in Orange County?
They just get better and better. Oh. And I think we had more miracle transformations in marriages.
Give us a quick snippet, somebody. Just a quick mini story.
Well, Steve's talking.
One group, five guys, five husbands in the same group, they all decide, this means so much to us, we're all going to Every Man's Battle. There was no, hey, we're not sex addicts, or, you know, like we heard the one caller, the husband said. A couple, they're not Christians, they left there, he went to Every Man's Battle, she went to Restore. That's the kind of impact it can have. But I love the one guy, he had a restraining order against him, and he's weeping, and the wife says, I don't know who this man is.
Wow.
Because he didn't just repent. He was remorseful. It happens at the at that wonderful weekend. We just call it the marriage weekend. It's all about intimacy, and it's July the 20th. Restore, November the 9th in Washington, D.C. Come join us for one of these. But look, you don't need a workshop to call. Like the guy says, I'm not a sex addict. Okay, well, maybe you don't need a workshop, but we've got a book. Or we've got some kind of a CD or a video or a counselor in your area. These network counselors are so powerful and so good at what they do because they've got truth and they've got great education on their side as they do what they do. Don't suffer or struggle alone. Call us and let us help you. It literally could change everything. And, you know, I was reading out of Hebrews 5 there, and our suffering can lead us to finally do the thing that we've known we needed to do for a long time. We put it off and put it off, and, you know, hitting bottom really is where you're saying, this pain is all I need. This is enough. It's great enough for me to finally say, I'm done. And I'm going to make a change. So you have to call us. If we knew who to call, we'd call you and say, you came up on our screen. No, you need help. But we don't have a program like that. But you can do it. You can ignore the need, or you could decide, maybe God is moving me to do this. And let me just say this. We can't do any of this without your support. So just as if you need help, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I hope and pray, and if you're watching, I'll hold it up. It's sexual healing, and it's the intimate deception book that takes care of the healing that needs to take place in every person, healing the wounds of sexual betrayal. This book, Sherry Keffer wrote it, and it's different. It's healing, and it's amazing. Lights will come on, especially If you've been in denial over how bad this is, or you've let somebody manipulate and control you, Sherry knows all about gaslighting, which is essentially somebody making you feel like you've got the problem. You don't. It's their problem. A gift of any amount at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, I'll send you Intimate Deception. And you heard our 30th anniversary Club New Life, all the benefits. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether you need help or not. And you can join us here, 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.